shoot, I mean, he's fun to talk about. I mean, what he did last year was certainly worth people asking and us talking. So, you know, I think the way we do things, I don't think there's a ton of concern about him just because, you know, we know him really well now. We think we know what he is as a player and as a person. You know, does it guarantee that he's going to have the best April? No, nothing does. But we know that he's a good player and probably going to end up being, you know, hopefully a great player. You know, there's still a lot of things for him to learn, which he understands, you know, like the leg and what they're trying to do to him and things like that that, you know, don't show up in the box score. But I think he's going to be fine. Like yesterday he was on the list that didn't have to report to the game, but he went.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's pretty sharp kid. And we have some things, you know, in our infield that we're going through him, trying to give him some responsibility, things like that. You know, he is a smart kid. He's just young. That's not his fault. But he's real open to listening. And, you know, when you tell him something, he looks at you and he listens, and that's good. So, no, I don't think we're worried about him. I think there's enough people around here that care about him that, you know, again, I don't think you proclaim somebody after 3 months in the big leagues a Hall of Famer. But I don't want to talk him down. We love him. I mean, shoot, these kids really good.
Terry, what is it that stands out about Frankie that maybe at such a young age is a bit surprising?
If you're watching the game, you see, I mean, these kids, there's nothing he can't do. He's a switch hitter that has speed, hits the ball at the ballpark, plays very good defense, and he's a smart kid. So it's a pretty good package. I think one of the biggest things for him is continuing to learn the league. So, you know, he knows who runner on second, who wants to run, things like that. You know, just things that aren't going to show up in the box score. But because he is an intelligent kid, you know, things will help us win games. There's no way that you can do that until you do it. It's not his fault. He just needs to live through it. But, you know, Jerry was referring to, I'm not worried about sitting here and, you know, corralling him in. I mean, this morning I saw him out on the warm-up field doing some athletic jumps with our strength and conditioning guy at, 7:30. So, I mean, he really wants to be a good player.